This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, January 2nd. Brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Talley. Here's today's headlines. House faces speaker vote. New rule could protect Johnson. And Senate Ag's new GOP members. Congress to begin with contentious speaker election and debt ceiling talks. Welcome to the new year and a new GOP-controlled Congress. Lawmakers are facing some tough debates and choices when the 119th Congress kicks off tomorrow, starting off with Mike Johnson's bid for re-election as House Speaker. The GOP would like to avoid the infighting that was on display during their dramatic effort to pass short-term government funding in December. President-elect Donald Trump urged Republicans to re-elect Johnson, and Elon Musk also shared his support for the speaker. The problem for Johnson's hardline conservative critics is there's no evidence any other Republican could get more votes, a challenge Trump has noted. And Republicans won't want to see a repeat of what happened in October 23 when the GOP speakership battle dragged on for 3 weeks. Now keep in mind, a speaker must be elected to swear in members to certify the 2024 presidential election results next Monday. Congress then faces a deadline as early as January 14th to raise the national debt limit, after which the Treasury Department will need to take extraordinary measures to prevent a default, Secretary Janet Yellen wrote to congressional leaders last week. In December, Trump pushed Republicans to suspend the debt limit for 2 years as a part of a stopgap spending bill, but Republicans ultimately agreed to punt the debt limit increase to the upcoming budget reconciliation process. That increase could be paired with $2.5 trillion in spending cuts. By the way, Republicans have released the new House rules package for the 119th Congress. Notably, one new rule would require someone offering a motion to vacate the speakership to have 8 co-sponsors. In the 118th Congress, a single member could force such a vote, which happened in the case of then-Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California. The new rule reflects a deal worked out between GOP hardliners and moderates in November. The rules package also would continue the Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party, with a December 31, 2026 deadline for policy recommendations and reports. The package also would fast-track a series of priority bills, including several aimed at cracking down on immigrants who have committed theft and other crimes. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkins & Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkins & Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkins & Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. New Republicans to join Senate Ag Committee. The Senate Agriculture Committee will have some new faces on the Republican side. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas has been added to the panel, along with incoming Senator Jim Justice, the Republican from West Virginia. Gone from the GOP side of the committee is Mike Braun, who was elected governor of Indiana. John Bozeman takes over as committee chair. In addition to Bozeman, Moran, and Justice, the rest of the Republican committee members, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, John Hovind of North Dakota, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Deb Fisher of Nebraska, John Thune of South Dakota, the new Senate Majority Leader. Market relief payments to vary significantly by state and crop. Payments under the $10 billion economic assistance package passed by Congress in December will likely range from an average of $28 an acre in Montana to a high of $71 an acre in Georgia. That according to a forthcoming report from Terrain. Texas will be the largest recipient of funding, followed by Iowa. That according to both the upcoming Terrain report and an earlier one we reported on that was produced by the University of Missouri. The state-level funding amounts reflect both the mix of commodities farmers grow and the estimated level of payments. Payment rates will vary significantly depending on the commodity based on the formula laid out in the legislation. GOP Senator Biden's trade talks, an attempt to shackle Trump. Senator Katie Britt, Alabama Republican, accusing President Biden of trying to tie Trump's hands on trade policy, following reports that the outgoing administration has been working to overhaul investment chapters of key trade deals. U.S. Chamber of Commerce in December charged that the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has been secretly renegotiating language on investment protections in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement at a separate deal with Colombia. These misguided talks will rob American companies of protections that have enabled investment in foreign trade partner nations, Britt said in a letter published by the Wall Street Journal, painting them as an attempt to shackle the coming Trump administration. President Biden has opposed investor protections and trade deals that allow companies to challenge unfavorable government policies. Trump, however, also set new limits on the protections when negotiating the USMCA, arguing fewer protections for U.S. investment overseas could promote domestic investment. FDA begins testing raw cow's milk cheese for H5N1. FDA has started sampling U.S. raw cow's milk cheese for the presence of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The sampling is expected to be completed by the end of March 2025 and will include 300 samples of cheese aged at least 60 days. The agency plans to publish the findings after all testing and analysis. FDA said it wants to find out if viable H5N1 virus is present in the cheese and take necessary follow-up actions to protect consumers. The FDA will evaluate follow-up steps on a case-by-case basis if a viable virus is detected in a sample. This could include a recall, follow-up inspection, or other options. This latest effort builds on USDA's National Milk Testing Strategy for H5N1. It includes a federal order requiring raw, unpasteurized milk samples to be provided to the agency upon request. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, January 2nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com for AgriPulse Daybreak. I'm Jeff Daly.